It's time now for the WLGN Culver Meadows Coach's Corner of the Week. In studio will be Brian Harsey, along with St. Francis High School football coach Josh Sellers, talking about the coming game.
Well, good morning and welcome to the broadcast this morning. Josh Sellers, as Pete just mentioned, in the studio. Welcome to the Culver Meadows Coach's Corner of the Week. And already coming up on week two. And week one had the Benzie Central Huskies coming into town. And, Coach, you look at some of the review, something that jumped out at me. You had a balanced rush pass attack. You had three passing touchdowns, three rushing touchdowns. Kind of fascinating that you were in the red zone. You were 0-for-0 in the red zone, but you scored 42 points. So what's up with that?
I think that speaks to our potentially to our MO this season as a team. Our identity as a team is a quick strike team. We have just a plethora of athletes at the skill positions this year that are able to go in and cover big chunks of yards at a time. And so that it was interesting to see, as we were talking here just before we came on, that the stats don't bear out the final score. We had 20 less plays than Benzie had and way down in time and possession. But you know, when we ran four plays in the first quarter and we're up 13-0, that bodes well for us.
The old adage, you got to bend but not break. They did come up with 202 total offensive yards, and typically that may not be a bad game, but you just didn't let them into the red zone either.
And super proud, and in hindsight now, not even really covering this with the team a whole lot watching film, but they were on the 1 or the 2 yard line at one point, and we end up still with the shutout. So we're real proud of our defensive effort, and that's a tip of the cap to our defensive players as well as Coach Lazinski as a defensive coordinator.
One of the things that the coach always has to come back to, and that is penalties. You had more penalties, I know, than you really wanted to deal with. 8 penalties, 75 yards. One of them pulled back a touchdown.
Yeah, and you're going to hear from Josh Groves in a little bit, and he was, I'm sure, I've never been in that situation where you score a touchdown and you're, you have that high of a touchdown, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, darn it, you know, it's got to come back. But we worked on that this week, and we'll continue to work on that. But all in all, for first game performance, not too shabby.
First game of the season, you as a coach, you're looking for your players. How are they going to gel? How are they going to really come around each other on the first game? And you said you were pleasantly surprised on what you saw.
Yeah, and there was a point in the second quarter, and maybe I'm harping on this too much, but, you know, as a small school with a relatively small roster on usual years, we have a lot of guys going two ways, but at one point in the second quarter, we had 5 offensive linemen going one way and 3 defensive linemen going one way. And when we can do that, we're only going to be better as far as our stamina is concerned. So first game, check the box, pretty happy overall, but still lots to work on.
One of the things that you touched on, and I think Josh Groves, who we're going to talk about, talk with here in just a moment, talked about as well. Couple of lulls, a little bit of slow on the start, but that's something that you don't want to have happen on down the season.
And you're right. After we got those 2 quick scores, it was kind of trying to find our feet again. And luckily, you know, we put another couple touchdowns in the end zone before halftime. But really a point of emphasis for us is, compared to the last couple of years, we've been slow starting. And to come out of the gate like we did against Benzie was definitely a positive to see.
Coach's Corner of the Week this morning, sponsored by Culver Meadows. We'll be back with our players of the game right after this.
This is Charlie Peterson, a senior quarterback. I wear number 5.
This is Wyatt Nasadis, a junior, and I play quarterback, running back, and defensive back for Traverse City St. Francis. I wear number 7.
This is Josh Groves, a senior, and play tight end linebacker for Traverse City St. Francis. I wear number 22.
This is Drew Hardy, a junior, and I play tight end and defensive end for Traverse City St. Francis. I wear number 44.
This is Hunter Elfers, a senior, on the offensive line. I wear number 62. I like to win.
Charlie Peterson, our first man up this morning, senior captain, quarterback, defensive end, 3 of 9 passing and 153 yards and 3 touchdowns, 51-yard average there. Not too shabby for your passing attack last weekend. 2 scoring passes. You were in the grasp of a defender. Looking at the film this past week, you had great poise and comfortability even in the grasp. Tell us about your game this year and how you're feeling confident with your receivers and your throwing confidence as well.
Well, we have so much talent this year at the skill position. So I know if there's like a guy in my face or I know if I'm going to take a hit, if I can put the ball in their hands, good things are going to happen. So I know it, like, getting hits, obviously not fun, especially if you're throwing, but if I can get the ball in their hands, good things are going to happen. I think we understand that as a team, and that's my job.
Two of the touchdown passes went to Drew Hardy. Post-game show, you were talking about how much you missed Drew last year. Tell us about that chemistry, and you've been playing ball for a while together, apparently.
Yeah, as a sophomore quarterback, going to the JV 7-on-7s, I immediately found Drew as my favorite target. And then he got called up to varsity, and I didn't get to throw for him for a whole year. And then he got hurt, and I didn't get to throw for him for another year after that. But like, one thing Drew does really well is he creates separation with his routes. He's able to tailor his route to the coverage and navigate himself open, and that's something that we really missed last year, especially at the start of the year.
There's got to be some connection brain-to-brain on that kind of coverage and that kind of route, because the quarterback typically maybe throws to a point of the field, but you know that Drew's going to be a little bit flex on his route patterns.
Yeah, and we definitely have an understanding of that, and I know that's how he does it, and it's very effective, so I would never change that.
What do you feel different? How do you feel differently this year compared to last year, coming from junior to senior? And you're going to have a good season this year, all things considered, and praying for safety through the season. But as a quarterback, team captain, what comfortability factors are you feeling this year?
Yeah, it's really nice, especially because this is my second year at the helm for quarterback. So there is a certain level of comfort that I feel in leading our guys, especially with the athletes that I have. I know that, you know, any team that we play, I'll be able to do my job, and we have guys that will be able to do our job, and we can play with anyone.
All right, very good. Charlie Peterson, senior captain, quarterback, and defensive end as well. Let's move on to our next man up, Wyatt Nausetas. And Wyatt racked up the yardage last week. He was a junior quarterback and defensive back. 5 carries for 203 yards, 3 touchdowns, longest rush, 82 yards, averaging over 40 yards per carry. Now, we're looking at Grayling tonight. I think they're probably more than likely going to be a little bit tighter on defense than what you saw last week with the Huskies. What did you come away with after last week's incredible performance that kind of put your feet back on the ground? That had to be a highlight starting off your varsity season with that many yardages, but you got to come back down to the ground and look at Grayling coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I knew how many threats we had, but I didn't realize that once we got in the game that we can spread a team out and then we can bring it back in and run right back all over them. So, I mean, that's what I really came away with was how many threats we have on offense.
When it comes to blocking, you said that the left side of you did a lot of the runs last game on the left side of the line. And when you look at your linemen, you said you had to give them credit for carrying out their blocks.
Of course, every time.
All right. What do you like about being at this level of play now, moving from the JV to the varsity?
Probably how smooth everything is, and also it really feels like you're a part of something. Family.
Typically, I think, Coach, when you look at these players when they go to JV to varsity, they say it's a lot faster, but you're the one that added the speed. You're the one that adds that speed level to the varsity play. So yeah. Congratulations on a great game.
Thank you.
We'll be praying that you have a great season and a safe season. Josh Groves, Knicks man up this morning, a senior captain as well, tight end linebacker. 3 tackles, 3 assists last game. And in the postseason, or the post-game show, rather, Josh, you mentioned a slow start and you need to pick up the pace a little bit. What did you see there?
Well, you know, last year against the Sioux, we got off to a slow start, and we didn't want that again, so we came off 100% from the first play.
When you look at Grayling coming up tonight, what do you think you're going to have to, what's going to be your key in keeping them down?
We're going to have to play low, swarm to 21 every play, hit them every play, and that will do the job.
Milliken's going to be a train load, and yeah. You're not going to be able to arm tackle him, will you?
Yeah, we're going to have 2 bodies on him every play.
All right. Josh Groves, thanks for coming in this morning, Josh. Drew Hardy, number 44, junior tight end, defensive end. You missed the bulk of the season last year as a sophomore, so you got some playing time yet, and you had a shoulder injury. What was the injury? How did you rehab through the year?
I tore my labrum in my shoulder, so I got surgery, and I was in a sling for 6 weeks and then doing PT for 3 or 4 months after surgery, and then just slowly getting stronger and getting it better, back to normal.
I think those that have gone through either a torn ACL, MCL, or it's kind of a labrum thing, yeah. A lot of people, coaches, have a great appreciation for these student athletes to make it through the rehab rather than giving up and you coming out strong. What else has changed? Have you been working in the weight room? What else has changed over the off season?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't really do much pushing like bench press and stuff, so I did a lot of legs and got my legs strong, and I've been working out pretty much every day since probably January.
You feel like that leg work in this first game helped you get some separation and get that speed?
I mean, I feel much stronger, much more confident blocking and running routes, and I feel faster. So,
how do you feel about being back with Charlie at quarterback again and being able to run those patterns?
I like it. It's a lot of fun. I remember freshman year against Sheboygan, the first big play I've had on varsity, the big pass, and I just running back 2 touchdowns this year is just first game. It's awesome.
Oh, you're going to have a good season, no doubt about it. I've got it on good authority and photo evidence that you became really a force to be reckoned with as a spirit leader on the sideline. I see a picture where you're very intense in a cheer. What got you into that mindset rather than feeling sorry for yourself and going through rehab, but saying you can still have an impact on the team?
I was just doing everything I could to get our team to Ford Field.
What's going to be your call of duty tonight other than scoring some touchdowns for the Glads?
Blocking a lot, playing low, just everything we can to score a lot of touchdowns, win the game.
All right. Drew Hardy in the studio with us. And our final man, we get to the guys that are on the line, a senior offensive line, defensive line player. Hunter Alpers in studio with us. We call that, I played on the line. I played left guard, Hunter, so I've got something in common with you. It's the all guts, no glory side of football, and you work out there. But Coach Sellers credited you with a call on the offense and the offensive lineman that set up a scoring run. What did you see there that you felt you could take advantage of?
You know, it was a 2-drive, and my regular blocking rule on that with the number 2 man outside is a text drive, but the guy was head up, and I wasn't sure about it. I called it anyway, and it worked out pretty well.
Worked out pretty well. And, Coach, I think you were very excited to see Hunter come into that knowledge and be bold enough to call that.
Absolutely. We spent maybe 30 seconds on that in practice one time just in case. It doesn't happen very often, but for Hunter to make that call. And honestly, I have to give all credit to Coach Lazinski for recognizing Hunter for that call too. He really pushed, said, hey, Hunter needs to go up. This is a big deal. And it is a big deal. And it's great to see that Hunter's thinking the game that way.
Hunter, I was looking at some of the film, and we played some of that film for you just before we went on the air. And as a lineman in a high school, I have to say, I saw you doing your pulls, your blocks, you're sustaining your blocks, and so forth. So kudos to you on the line. We got to give more shout-outs to the linemen.
Thank you.
Alrighty. And I know Wyatt already talked about it and the importance. If the linemen ain't there, these quarterbacks and the ball carriers are going to get beat up. Coming back to the Grayling game tonight, Coach, Grayling typically run and gun and a lot of passing. I looked at the JV film. JVs came out big wins. Any momentum that carries from the JV game over to the varsity game?
100%. And I think every young man sitting here would testify to the fact that we always preach that, hey, guys, what you do in the JV game matters, not only that night in that game, that JV game, but then it carries over for 3 or 4 years afterwards, because those are the same guys we're going to see for the next 3 or 4 years, no matter if it's JV or varsity. So after a very, very, very interesting week one against Benzie for our JV, to see them right the ship on Wednesday night was very, very satisfying.
Last year, I missed the Grayling game. I happened to be down in Georgia at the time, but you came out. You fell behind in the first half. Number 21, Milliken, kind of surprised you a little bit. You turned things around, and you held them scoreless in the second half. You said in the postgame show that he's quicker, faster, stronger this year. And what else are you going to be expecting from them tonight?
A lot of 21. They're going to, like Josh said, they're going to feed him the ball, and rightly they should. I think... it's interesting. It's always interesting. I love being around our young student athletes, but they're so much more plugged in than an old guy like I am to social media. And so I think I don't even know who was saying it, but I heard it in the background that David Milliken's Twitter says that he's 205 pounds, but his Huddle account says he's 203 pounds. And it's like, whatever it is, 3 pounds isn't going to make the difference if we don't play good defense against him. But, and it sounds like we're overselling the importance of number 21, David Milliken, for Grayling, but he really is the guy. And so we did a great job last year of, you mentioned bending but don't breaking. He got 90, he rushed for 95 yards but never saw the end zone. And if we do that again tonight, then we're going to come out with a win.
When it comes to Grayling, their passing attack seems to be, are they going to be throwing that in there to mix it up a little bit as well?
Yeah, a little different. They had a really confident Hunter Ventline, senior quarterback last year, who was very confident that they were going to win the game even before the game last year. But this year they have a capable young man under center, but he's a sophomore, so a little more inexperienced, kind of like our offensive line, right? We're still kind of coming together, kind of green up front. But they're going to take their shots for sure. But again, if they beat us passing the ball, then they deserve to win. But if 21 runs wild, then it's going to be a long night for us.
All right. Coach Josh Sellers in studio with us for our Coach's Corner of the Week, sponsored by our friends at Culver Meadows. Don't forget, you can be a part of WLJN Sports and the Threads custom logo gear website for WLJNSports.com. Download our brand new app. You can do that as well. Search for Good News Media in your app stores, and you'll have all of the instant access to our audio streaming and game coverage coming up. And also for you that are out there listening and wanting to text in your cheer to St. Francis, we've got an open mic feature on that app as well. So get yourself recorded and send your greetings to us. We'll see if we can play that into the game as well. And if you're attending another game and would like to help us in our broadcast team report scores from other games around the area, please become a part of the WLJN Sports Reporting Team. Send us scores, updates through your game as well. You can text those scores to 231-633-4748. 231-633-4748. Don't forget, WLJNSports.com provides live game stats, live streaming worldwide, video highlights of scoring from the last season, also live streaming on Facebook for Michigan Broadband Halftime Reports and the Elpers Insulation Postgame Show. Actually, that is now the Hathaway Postgame Show by Farm Bureau. Thanks for tuning in this morning to WLJN Sports, WLJNSports.com, and your Coach's Corner.
This has been the WLJN Culver Meadows Coach's Corner of the Week. Be sure to catch next week's program Friday morning at 7:10 here on WLJN 89.9 and 107.9 FM.